Hello and welcome to Reddy and Newman's Daily Podcast, your go-to place for common questions about immigration to the United States. Reddy and Newman is a team of experienced business immigration attorneys who handle a host of visa categories and complex immigration cases. This podcast will provide an insight into our daily free conference calls hosted by our attorneys, as well as discussions on hot immigration topics. Please note that information provided is not to be construed as legal advice for your specific situation and does not constitute an engagement with Reddy and Newman PC or establish an attorney-client relationship. For specific advice on your situation, please contact an attorney. Here's your host.
Hi, this is Rahul Reddy. Today is April 5th. The time is about 3:30 p.m. Reddy Newman PC has been conducting Zoom out conference call from past 12 years. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. I'm sorry, please fill a Google Sheet out. Those people who fill the Google Sheet out will get the preference to ask questions. Those people who don't fill the Google Sheet out will not get the preference to ask because there won't be enough time because a lot of people are there. Good with the first caller.
Shweta.
Hello.
I'm an H-1B valid until July 2024. I've applied for H-4 facility along with my spouse H-1B recently and got approved on March 20th. I've recently received both the approval notice. However, I haven't received the EAD card yet. Am I supposed to discontinue working? No, you got the EAD. I would not discontinue working if I were you. You will get it in about 2 or 3 days, okay?
Oh, sure. Because the approval notice mentioned clearly that, this doesn't...
I understand. It's up to you, ma'am. If I were you, I would not stop working. It's your call, okay? Next person, please. Next person, Anudit. Please.
Anudit? Anudit?
Hi. Yeah, hi, Rahul.
Two employers, one full-time, one contractual, submitted my H-1B this year, and the contract firm confirmed that my registration selected in this year's lottery. But I did not receive the confirmation from the full-time employer. Who said still she was submitted. After inquiring and looking into it, I found that contact employer entered my passport number incorrectly. Changed the order in 2 digits. Oh my goodness. This guy must be doing it intentionally though.
Rahul, I think it's not intentional if I'm not wrong, because he did not know that I went through the full time also. So when I spoke to him, he said that did you file from other employer as well? I said I had a full time opportunity also, so which is why they filed.
So were you working with this consulting company at the time when you filed the H-1B?
With this consulting company, no. For the full-time employer, earlier I was, yes.
So how did he file it when you're not working for the company?
No, so it was for a different opportunity which I interviewed for.
Oh, come on. We know what that is. This is all fraud. This is all fraud for me. Okay? You may want to consult an immigration lawyer privately, though. I consider this as fraud. And he purposefully did it, too. Next person, please.
Swapna?
Hi, Rahul.
Yes, go ahead. Can I stay on H-4 EAD though my H-1B approved without activating immediately? If yes, may I know? So did you got selected in the H-1B lottery, Swapna?
Yes, Rahul.
So what I want you to do is, Swapna, get the H-1B approval in the change of status. It's a little bit complex what I'm telling you. If you can record it, note it down, please do it.
Yeah, sure.
You apply for change of status and you don't want to be in H-1B. I know that because you have a lot more flexibility in H-4 EAD. On October 2nd, though, on October 2nd, though, you go to Mexico, you come back in H-4.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. In that way, your H-1B is activated on October 1st, but on October 2nd, you're in Mexico. Then you come back on October 3rd. You see my point? In that way, in the next 90 years, at any point of time, you can change to H-1B without going to the lottery. But if you apply in the consular processing, though, you will not you will have to go to the lottery again. You see my point?
Okay, got it. So I need to change the status from H1 to H4 after going to the Mexico. Am I right?
You don't change the status, ma'am. You just come back. You already have a H4. You just come back. You have H4 I-797.
Okay, so it automatically changed the status.
That's right. You don't do any stamping. You don't do anything. You just go. You come back. You show them the H-1B 797 approval. You say that you're married with this guy. He has a job. And that's about it. At the most, they'll ask you, are you sincerely married with this guy? Is it true or fake? Well, you know how to answer the question. You'll be fine. But if you don't understand, but make sure you apply for change of status. Do not apply for the consular processing. Next person, please.
Anup Reddy.
Hey, Rahul. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I am an H-1B with approved I-140 valid till March 2025. Anup, is it right? I am on bench from a month. I am in the consulting company. Can I apply maternity leave? Well, you're not an H-1B. No, sir. You are eligible for compelling circumstances CAD though, but it's easier to get a compelling circumstances CAD, but it's very hard to get rid of the compelling circumstances CAD. I would recommend you move on to the B2 visa though. That will be better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Because it gives you 6 months and you can come back to H1B at a later date without leaving the country. That's the reason I tell you to move to B2. You got it?
Makes sense, yeah.
Okay. Hi. Next person.
Thank you.
Sandeep Kumar, Krishna Sharad.
Hi.
Krishna?
Hey. Yes, yes, yes.
Now, is it Krishna Sharad or Krishna? There are two people here now.
This is Krishna.
Not Krishna Sharad.
No.
Okay. My employer said that my H-1B amendment application was denied because ACF is most naughty. He sent that ACWSP. Yeah. As it was before April 1st, asylum fees was not needed to be paid. If he sends it again, does he need to send? Yeah, now if he sends again, he has to pay the asylum fees.
Right, but for amendment, ACWFP is not needed. I did not understand why they were asking for ACWFP for amendment. But
maybe there is some mistake in the mailroom that may happen. But I'm wondering, why would your I-131 get denied? Because of the I-140 revocation.
Withdrawal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even I am wondering that too. So I have sent another mail saying that I have filed for my I-485J and this one. I gave all the documentation hoping that they would reconsider it. And I said...
Okay.
That,
so do the 290B. That's better. 290B.
Motion to review.
That's right. That's a better way because they're mistaken. Maybe maybe it's been revoked. I don't know. It's been revoked for any fraud. That's one danger that I have. Do you know if it's been revoked for fraud?
No. It was withdrawn.
Okay. So I would go for motion to reopen. Krishna Sharad, can you unmute yourself, Krishna Sharad? Yes. I am on H-1B visa and my employment has ended recently. The new employer has filed a petition just before the grace period ended on 5th. My employment has not started. He said it will start like 2 weeks. How long before? Well, technically speaking about you are supposed to join within 60 days. I-9 verification can be done before. Yeah.
Okay. So there is some delay in the background check and other things. So, okay, it has to start.
I mean, it's a small technical violation. It may have some small negative consequences in the short run, not in the long run. But sometimes they may even deny the change of status. But I'll be very surprised. It normally doesn't get noticed right now. It gets noticed at a later date. But should not, I mean, if I were you, I would be fine. I would join after 2 weeks. But there is always a small risk of temporary problems for those kind of things. But there is nothing you can do right now.
What kind of temporary problems that might be?
At the most, they may deny the H-1B transfer because you didn't start it before the 60 days, at the most though. but you know, very rarely we see that. Next person, please.
Akshat.
Hello, Rahul.
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote it down in the form.
Of course you did. Me and my wife switched to B2 visa based on advice from H1 to H4. Sounds good. Now, I got a new job and they started my B2 to H1. Sounds good. And my B2 is already approved and I received I-7s. But my wife's B2 is still pending. So after my H1B transfer is completed, what do we need to... Well, you can include the H4 right now also, Akshay.
Okay. So with the transfer, with my H1B transfer?
Yeah, you can include the H4. Even though B2 is pending, you can enclose the H4 application too.
H4 applications too. Okay. So I will talk with the attorney then.
Yeah. Or you can wait until the H1 approval comes in and wait. Either way, you can do it too. Okay.
So I have to wait until the H1 be approved.
I would not do that. I will just include it with your H1B and file H4. Okay.
Okay.
Next person, please.
Pavan.
Hi, Rahul.
Are you speaking of perm labor, Mr. Pavan?
Yeah.
Only they can check it.
Okay.
You need to have a login information and they won't give it to you because there's other information of the company there. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's very normal. Next person, please.
Malik.
Hi, Rahul. My question is related to...
Will there be any job search options? Will all employers who process H1B are willing to do apply? Almost 95% of them. There are very less number of people who don't know about this process of...
So when I apply it, should I notify them upfront that I am on B1?
No. Just tell them you are on H1B.
Okay. And if my B2 gets approved and I don't have an offer, but later I get an offer, at that time, for the status change to B2H, do I have to move out of the country and come back again?
No, sir. You change the status within the United States. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Now, if some lawyer doesn't know how to convert B2 to H1B, you can show the Google link that I give it to you, USCIS link. Okay? Next person, please.
Thank you.
Hi, Rahul.
My son is on STEM OPT and Masters, and his unemployment period ends in April. He got acceptance from Masters and PhD and from different college in fall. If he studies a second Master, will he be eligible for another? If he studies second Master, he won't be eligible for OPT.
So, because he already took OPT.
That's
for
right.
Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So he can do one.
If he goes to college, then he loses the STEM OPT and Masters.
Yes.
Okay. If he loses, if he goes to the college in summer, though, then he loses the STEM extension.
Yes. But he has got the PhD. So if he want to stay here without going back to India, so he can enroll in the college, right?
Yeah.
For summer.
He can.
Should it be a full-time student? Or
student visa can only be full time. It cannot be
full time. Okay, but he cannot. He cannot go for any certification. Also,
he cannot. He cannot go in. He can. I mean, there are certification courses too, but it has to be full time.
Okay. So anything, but it has to be full time.
That's right. F1 is only for full time. Next person, please.
Yes, now.
Hi. Thanks, Rahul. Sir,
my daughter is an H4 dependent on me. She's in a college program. I understand that she cannot get employed, but she can get funding, stipend for research, visiting conferences. There is this fine line PUs between those things, though. Funding and stipend for research is fine, but visiting conferences, sometimes they may give some money also, though. Why don't you change it to F1 visa so that you solve all the problems?
Because I'm employed with that college, so she has fee remission because of that. So if I change to F1,
I see that.
Yeah, that is the problem. And the college is ready to pay. They said that we do this funding, but I'm not sure if I should accept it.
Funding is fine. What kind of funding is it?
So they said that this short-term stipend is not connected to hire or personal in any way. It does not involve time cards or payroll.
Get to the point. What kind of funding? It's a stipend?
It's a stipend, yes.
Can they, how about the, how the stipend for research? No, no, that's not, that means that she's getting paid for work.
So they've said that given for travel, this is similar to funding given for travel, conference opportunities to research within specific labs, work with specific people, etc.
For their purposes, it's fine. For immigration purposes, it's different. For the education department, it's fine. But for us, the USCIS purposes, she got paid for research. Simple. Research is work.
Hmm.
So I would recommend you may want to evaluate the fee saving as compared to this one. And then probably switch her to F1 because otherwise she's going to lose the good opportunity she's going to get it. She may save a little bit money on the fees, but then she loses the good opportunity because if she doesn't get exposed to the work and other things at the time when she's going to the school, she's going to lose the opportunity. I'm going to forego the fees for it. Okay?
Okay. No, good advice, Rahul. Thank you.
Next person, please.
Bye. Hello. Yeah, hello Rahul. So I joined the two different CPT program. And
the DS-160 allows only two experiences though. I don't recall that they have four spaces for employment.
Yeah, so I do work for four different employers. So I just
That's not the question. The latest two of those things. That's all you will keep.
Okay, got it. And are they gonna if they question why I do CPT program, can I say I just want to gain like a leadership skill and as well like working and to gain some work experience? Is that okay?
Remember what I told you before on that to you?
Yeah. But if they just ask me why, if they ask me why you do it, so what should I say?
I told you the answer before to you, is that right?
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, next person, please.
Prashant.
Yeah, hi Rahul.
I'm an L1B, which will expire in August 17, 2024. Upon H1B USA, so can I be in US and change visa status? So you want to get back to L1Bs, right? After the H1B is approved?
H1B only. I want to be on H1B at October 1st from L1B to
H1B. I see that it expires in August. So can they not extend it, the L1B?
Yeah, they're not extending. That's the issue.
You may have to go outside the country and come back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, Rahul.
Okay.
Any other options you see? Only that one?
You can apply for a B2, but I won't recommend doing it because it's going to confuse the whole set of things, though.
Okay.
And because you have to file before June 30th and this is expiring in August and you're filing a B2 between that and that, I would just first get the consular processing approved, okay? Then you consult with me once you get the H1B approved and do it in premium processing. Consult me and then at that point of time, you may want to convert into B2 and then convert back into H1B afterwards.
Okay.
But first get the H1B in the consular processing. Okay.
Sure. Okay, I will do that. Thank you, Rahul.
So there are ways to avoid. It's a little bit complex to explain it. Yeah, there are ways to avoid that. You don't have to go outside the country. Yeah. Jayendra. Jayendira.
Yeah.
I have an H-1B stamped till October 2. Now I have changed my client. My employer is filing an amendment. Can I travel as soon as I get an amendment notice? No. Wait until approval comes in for stamping. Don't give an opportunity for 221G for them.
Okay, so I need to wait for the approval to come in, right? Or else to wait for stamping as well?
No, wait for the approval and then travel.
Okay, wait for the approval and then travel. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Next person, please.
Kalyan.
Hi, Rahul.
My wife's current employer filing for her green card and asking her previous experience letters. The previous employer company was closed and there is no one to give her experience letter. What is the alternative options? There are two articles written on immigrationgirl.com. Okay. I want you to look into if you don't have an experience letter. I don't know why the site is missing though. So I don't know why the site is not active right now. Okay. But I will check with, just look into this one. Okay. There is an article. I make sure that it will be active on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. I can search over there, right?
Yeah.
About a specific article.
Okay. Yeah. And there are some YouTube videos we made on that too. Okay. Just search for the YouTube and Ready and Newman PC. We have, if you don't have experience letters, Emily has written very nice articles on it. Next person, please.
Nina?
Yes. Good afternoon, Rahul. Thanks.
I got laid off from company where now I have a new consulting company offer within 30 days after, as per US website, company A has not withdrawn. New company B are telling me to join before receipt notice come. Yeah, you don't need to have a receipt notice. As long as you have the FedEx tracking number, you can start working.
Okay, thanks, Rob. And
can
H4
EAD work in old company A withdraws H1B before company B H1B receipt notice? Yeah, they can. They have 60 days to work. In that 60 days, you have H1B receipt notice from company B. You can work. H4 EAD can work.
Okay. Thanks, Rahul. Thanks for the clarification.
Next person, please.
Mary Divya.
Yeah. Hi, Rahul.
If my visa status changes from H4 and B to H4 plus EAD, H4 and EAD is not approved, would I need to apply for a new H1B or would I revert back to my existing H1B? Are you speaking about the quota H1B lottery system side?
No, Rahul. So my wife is also on H1B. So I want to go to H4 EAD. So she has that.
So you go to H4 EAD, but how many years of H1B have you used?
I already completed 6 years.
Okay. You can go to H4 EAD. You can file a labor and I-140 approval. Once the labor and I-140 is approved, you can come back to H1B. Not a problem.
Yeah, my question is more about like that H1B to H4 EAD. So when my wife applied for her extension, right, H1B extension, at that time, like I will put my H4 documents along with the EAD documents. What if just H4 will get approved and EAD is not approved? Means
no, then if you apply three of them together, you will get all the three things approved together. If not, contact our office for a charge. We'll get it approved within 1 week time to 10 days time. Okay.
Okay. So, but during that period, what I should do, like the
it's
job?
99% of the time it will be approved. If that 1% of the time, you contact us. Okay.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Bhavita, next person. There is a court case we filed against USCIS. They are supposed to approve it together. Bhavika, go ahead.
Yes, Rahul.
My EAD card has been lost in USPS in transport. I have the approval letter. May I use the approval letter to start employment as my 90-day OPT clock is on and my employer is fine with just the letter? Bhavika, I will not answer the question to you, but I will tell you one thing. If I were you, I will join the company.
Okay.
I'm not telling you to do it. Okay. Next person, please.
Okay. Kanika.
And say thanks to your employer, Bhavika. And give a good review to that employer. And don't Kanika? Tell this one in your review. Kanika.
Hi, Rahul.
My CAP exempt H1B expires in September 2024. I'm aware of the automatic extension when extension application is filed. However, my employer is indicating that may go for dual method for determining prevailing instead of using the OAS, which may take 7-8 months. What the heck is that guy doing? In this case, can they file extension before September while the PW3 dual may be pending? Why can't he use the online thing? OAS-based database.
I have an appointment coming up with them, but I just want to know if it's possible to do so that I can request them to do that.
No, I mean, no, if the prevailing wage is pending, you can't, you have to have a prevailing wage done. Either you go with the OAS database, there are alternative things that you can use, or prevailing wage is going to take a time. You can't file the H-1B when it's pending. Okay. I don't know why they're going for the prevailing wage.
My suspicion is, although I have a research role, I have a lot of industry role as well. It's I'm not sure if they can find like an equivalent position.
Okay. OES wage, everything will come in, man. Come on. They're just trying to make it bureaucratic for you. Next person, please. No, Sandeep? But to answer to your question, the answer is no. You can't file a H-1B.
Sandeep?
Yes, Rahul. I posted my question. I'm on my
got an hour for start date. This 85th day. Okay. I'm just thinking, Sandeep. I'm just thinking. Maybe you should have a private consultation on this one, okay? Because I can't answer it here, the question. Sandeep? Are you there, Sandeep?
So with the same employer, my H1 got picked. Yep. Yes, Rahul. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Next person, please.
Yep.
Hari Manika.
Damn if you tell, damn if you don't tell. That's a problem there, Sandeep. Manika?
Hello?
Yes. My F1 steno PT is expiring in July. Did not get selected in the H1B lottery. I'm thinking about my options. Any inputs, please? You have H4 option? I just want you to watch the video that we just made 2 days ago. Okay? We have given options in there, okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Just watch the first 20 minutes of it. That's good enough for you. Next person, please.
Kumar? Kumar? Mubarak?
Yeah, I'm here. Kumar.
Let's go with Kumar. Kumar, yeah, so you have an I-140 approval. They have filed it. What kind of amendment they filed it?
No, they did not file anything, but I'm working in a non-profit university.
Got that. I'm planning to move to India for 1 year. Would like to come back and qualify for EB. So my question is, will the priority rate remain same as EB2? Yeah, you can put from EB2 to EB1.
I don't think that is my question. Maybe there is some confusion over there.
Are you Kumar Adepu or some other Kumar?
I'm some other Kumar. I think I'm not the same person.
Okay. What Kumar you are then?
I'm Hakesh Kumar. So it's a different person. So yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead then with your question.
Yeah. So I'm working in a nonprofit university, and I wanted to check if it's possible for them to file a cap subject H-1B in a lottery. Is there
You're working for a nonprofit organization. It is a nonprofit and higher education or only nonprofit?
It's a higher education, nonprofit university. It's a research university.
So you're an OPT STEM extension right now?
Yeah, I'm in STEM extension right now.
Absolutely, they can file.
Yeah, this year I had another project, so that didn't pick up. So I'm just thinking if I should ask my employer itself. So yeah.
Yeah, they can file it. No problem with it.
Thank you.
Next person, please. It should be nonprofit and higher education. So for example, Red Cross is a nonprofit, but it's not a higher education institution. They cannot file it. But yeah, if it's a higher education, absolutely go ahead. Next person, please.
Mubarak Khan.
Hi.
Next year, you will be the last attempt on EAD and valid until December 2025. Okay, that's good. But can I start an NGO in my field and file an uncapped? You're going to start your own NGO?
Yeah, I was considering that possibility.
No,
I can start my own NGO and sponsor.
It must be a non-profit and higher education institution, though.
Okay, but what if it's a tie-up between a non-profit higher education and my NGO?
No, that's not going to work out that way. It's okay. if it's tied up with a higher education non-profit organization, you don't have to go with the NGO. You can go with a for-profit company too.
Okay, but would it be uncapped H-1B then?
If they place you at a university, you're going to be working in the university, even though you're working for Microsoft, but you'll be sitting at the University of Texas and working for the University of Texas for the Microsoft project, you will be exempt for it. File a green card? If you're marrying a Jordanian citizen, yeah. Is Jordanian citizen born in Jordan, I'm assuming, is that right?
Yeah, she's in Jordan.
Yeah. Then you come under the non-Indian quota. You can consider that option too.
All right, thank you.
Next person, please.
Tarang Gupta, Victor.
Victor? We can't hear you, Victor. Victor, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I see now you guys can hear me.
Yeah. I'm from Chile. I'm an H1B1. Okay, my company applied for H1B. I did not get selected. Lawyer is doing a renewal of the H1B now. Next year, my company is going to apply again in the RD. Does the premium increase the chances of getting selected? No. Premium processing doesn't increase the chance of getting selected. Can I do it? Has to be renewed every 18 months. Never going to get me the green card path. Yeah, Victor, but there are ways of getting the green card. The reason is that green card is not when you file the labor certification. It's only when you file the I-140. You see the point?
Okay, Victor? Even though I have H-1B1, because I was reading about the H-1B1, and I don't know. I mean, I've been living in the U.S. for three years already.
See, right now, the second preference priority date is January 2023, which is only like 13, 14 months. Now, having said that, though, where you are getting confused is that go ahead and file the labor certification, Victor. I-140 is a different process. Are you getting my point, or you're understanding, or you're not? I want you to record my conversation if you needed to. File the labor certification. The timing of when to file an I-140 will depend when you are extending the H-1B1 or when you're extending the H-1B1 and also the priority date combination. Based on that, you can choose to file an I-140 or maybe not choose to file an I-140. Because you are from Chile, not only that, I'm assuming that you are a Chilean passport holder, but you're also born in Chile, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There are ways to get without moving into H-1B.
Okay.
Because the timing is very important.
Yeah, I think I'm going to reach you out, guys.
Yeah.
That's not something that my actual lawyer told me. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Next person, this will be the last person, guys.
Bhuvan.
Shruti, can you add email addresses to it and send the things?
Yes, Rahul.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Rahul.
One last question that was missable. The employer asked me for a plate of resume for the H-1B petition and transfer. Should I include the severance period? Now, let me ask you this. When is the last day you got the paycheck?
Severance period. Exclude, like, till the severance period.
No, when is the last day you got the actual paycheck, and when is the last day you got the severance paycheck? Give me two
21st
dates.
February 21st and the 8th November.
Okay, 8th November and 21st February. And you already filed the B2?
Yes, sir.
Now, what about the paycheck? What does it say? When did you file the B2?
As per your guidance, sir, like few days back, like on the Monday of this week.
But you already crossed 60 days from the time of November, is right? So even if you filed it right now, so I would give the February date then.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, sir.
And if you do that, don't show them the B2 then.
No worries, sir. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming. I'm sorry I couldn't attend all the people. For those people who could not reach us, you can always book an appointment, and my schedule is available online. And it's the link is provided there for you guys. Just keep the link open for 5 minutes, okay? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Reddy and Neumann Daily Podcast. We sincerely hope that you've taken something valuable out of it. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. For more information or if you want to make an appointment, check out our websites, rnlawgroup.com and immigrationgirl.com. Have an awesome day.